奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
今天所要见证的主题就是死被得胜吞灭。
The title for my testimony this afternoon is Death is swallowed up in the victory.
首先请看哥林多前书十五章五十四节。
Let us first turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54.
哥林多前书十五章五十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54.
请念。
So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory.
哥林多前书是保罗所写的。
First Corinthians was written by Paul.
第十五章整章都在谈复活。
And the entire chapter 15 talks about resurrection.
因为保罗蒙神启示，他真的明白复活的真理。
Because Paul was inspired by God, and he really understood the truth of resurrection.
所以他才很肯定地告诉我们。
That is why he tells us with a certainty.
信主受洗得圣灵归入真教会的信徒。
That a believer who believes in the Lord is baptized.Receive the Holy Spirit and joins the true church.
只要他一生努力保守自己在主的里面。
As long as he strives to remain in Christ, his entire life.
虽然他的肉体还是会渐渐朽坏。
Even though his flesh will gradually decay.
会一天一天老化。
And it will grow old each day.
有一天还是会死的哦。
And one day, He will surely die.
可是信主的人跟没有信主的人却有很大的区别。
However, there's a big difference between those who believe in the Lord and those who do not believe in the Lord.
最大不同的地方不是在今生，而是在来世。
The biggest difference is not in this life, it's in the next life.
没有信主的人肉体死了，灵魂下阴间，叫做死亡。
And when the body of person who does not believe in the Lord dies, the soul goes to Hades and is called death.
信主的人肉体死了，灵魂到乐园，叫做睡了。
And when a believer's body dies, and his soul goes to paradise, it is called sleep.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为当末日主耶稣再临的那一霎时，信主的人必定从死里复活。
Because when the Lord returns,On the last day, those who believe in the Lord will surely rise from the dead.
就好像当年主耶稣从死里复活那样，成为荣耀的灵体。
Just as the Lord Jesus was resurrected from the dead, and he became the glorious body.
是不会朽坏的。
And it's incorruptible.
是极其强壮的。
And it's very strong.
是非常圣洁的。
And it's very holy.
他们会变得好漂亮哦。
And they will become very beautiful.
然后一起被提到云里，在空中与主相遇啊。
And they will be caught up together in the clouds, and will meet up with the Lord in the air.
一同进到荣耀的天国，在那里与主永远同在。
And together, they will enter into heaven, and where they will be with the Lord forever.
享受那好的无比的大福气。
And they will enjoy the everlasting blessing.
那这是我们今天信主最大的盼望。
And this is our greatest hope in believing in the Lord.
也是我们今天信主最终的目标。
And it is also our ultimate goal.
更是我们信主至大的荣耀。
And even more so, it is our glory.
所以保罗才说，到那时，经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
So that is why Paul said that the word will be fulfilled that death is swallowed up in victory.
提醒我们今天就信仰的结局来看，近末了所要毁灭的仇敌并不是逼迫我们的人。
So he reminds us that when it comes to the end of our faith, it is not our enemy that is going to destroy us.
也不是魔鬼啊。
It is not the devil.
而是自己肉体的死亡。
Rather, it is the death of our own flesh.
这是我们每个人最后都要去面对的课题。
And this is a question that each of us must face at the end of our life.
不管你是谁，愿意不愿意，都要通过这一关。
No matter who you are, whether you're willing or unwilling, you have to pass this.
这是决定性的关键。
And this is the key.
一生就只有一次。
And it's only once in a lifetime.
不可能重新再来的。
And this cannot never happen again.
所以除非神特别恩待，否则很少人能够在日常生活当中有这种特殊的体验。
So unless it is a special grace from God, no one really can in our life can have this special kind of experience.
更何况这一切对我们现在来讲都是未来的事情。
And so for us today, this is something that will take place in the future.
再加上我们都带着肉体。
And also, because we all carry the flesh.
有肉体就很现实啊。
And because it is so real,
导致我们信主信久了，这种信仰最大的盼望，最终的目标，至大的荣耀，反而越来越模糊了。
So even for us who have believed in the Lord for a long time, the longer we believe, this kind of hope becomes even more blurry.
甚至像当年哥林多教会的信徒那样啊。
So even like the believers in Corinth who believe in Jesus,
信耶稣只在今生有指望。
They believe in the Lord, yet they only had hope in this life.
那岂不就真的比那些不信的人还要可怜吗？
So aren't we more pitiable than all men?
感谢主耶稣怜悯我这个没有用的老仆人啊。
Thank God for giving mercy on me, an old useless servant.
就在去年九月三日安息日下午敬老会结束后啊。
So after the tribute to the elderly service on Saturday afternoon of September,
那一家四口开车送小弟跟我的内人回家。
So my oldest daughter, her name is Yaline, and her family of four took me and my.
没多久，神就借着小弟的内人顾陈美玲姐妹突发性的脑溢血来考验我们。
And not long after.God used sudden cerebral hemorrhage or the sudden brain bleed of my wife to test me.
傍晚送医急救开始。
And from that evening, she was rushed to the hospital.
直到十月一号安息日清晨，在医院蒙主恩召，当天晚上随即在殡仪馆举办告别式为止。
Until the early Sabbath morning on October 1st, when she was called by the Lord, and that very evening, a memorial service was held at the funeral home.
这中间将近一个月的煎熬试炼哦。
So this whole process was about a month long.
虽然过程真的很难受啊。
Even though it was very rough and very painful.
但是回想起来，安慰和恩典却格外显多。
However, in retrospect, the grace and the comfort was particularly abundant.
目的就是让我们的灵性更加长进。
And the purpose is to make our spirituality grow even more.
很显然，神是要借着这件事来提醒小弟，应该要好好的再一次思想人生的结局。
So obviously, God wanted to use this incident to remind me to think carefully about the end of life.
到底我有这件事放在心上呢？
So have I really taken and have I put it in my heart?
就
church as usual.
那人从小就非常看重聚会的。
Always placed a great importance on since she was a child.
她非不得已，从不缺席的。
So she was almost never absent and absolutely necessary.
而且都很认真地听到做笔记啊。
And she listened.
保释敬老会啊。
And that afternoon was a tribute to the elderly.
65岁才有资格。
And only those over 65 years old were eligible to attend.
因为疫情，他是满67岁第一次被敬老。
And because of the pandemic, that was the very first time she was honored, and on her 67th birthday.
当时马来西亚陈丹尼里传道刚好注目在阿根廷教会。
At that time, Pastor Daniel Chin. from Malaysia was pastoring the church.
他用夕阳无限好来勉励大家。
And he used a topic, the sunset is infinitely beautiful to encourage everyone.
那小弟是以天黑得很慢代表年长者讲感言啊。
And I spoke on behalf of the elderly members with the topic, it gets dark very slowly.
那最后小弟还特别举晚年四个微笑来劝老人家要凡事谢恩啊。
And at the end, I especially mentioned the four smiles of the old age to encourage the elderly members to give thanks in everything.
没有想到一回到家。
However, after I got home and unexpectedly,
小弟就因那人突发性的脑溢血，我真的笑不出来。这就是人。
And she had this sudden cerebral hemorrhage.
说容易，做很难呐。
It is easier said than done.
神马上要小弟，那就从你开始做起吧。
So, it's a way they start with you.
啊，当时小弟真的笑不出来，还不知道该怎么办呢。
Only what I could not smile, I was at a loss of what to do.
因为这是我怎么想都想不到的事情。
Because that was something that had never.
一向比我健康啊。
She has better spirituality than me.
那怎么会是他
？So how could it be my mind went blank?
多年来很正常的小弟的大女婿叫 Esteban， 一看我不大对劲哦。
So when my son-in-law, his name is Esteban, and saw that something was wrong with me,
马上联络教会的负责人。
He immediately contacted
接待导并协助帮忙。
And he also asked for prayers and help from brothers and sisters.
是的，在这种情况底下，谁能独自担当得起呢
？Yes, who can bear it alone in such a situation?
很难。
It is very difficult.
唯有依靠神的能力，并借着弟兄姐妹爱心的代求协助，才有。
On God's power and through the loving intercession and assistance of brothers and sisters, can we overcome the difficulty?
那感谢主，透过当医师的姐妹呼叫救护车，赶紧送那人到医院呐。
Thank God, a sister from church who is a doctor called the ambulance and they rushed my wife to the hospital.
诊断是严重的脑溢血。
And she was diagnosed with a severe cerebral hemorrhage.
右脑里面全部都是血。
And the right side of the brain was completely covered in blood.
医生说估计大概一杯血之多。
And the doctor estimated the blood was about the volume was about a cup size.
通常很难抢救啊。
And they said this kind of situation are usually very difficult to save.
可是奇怪的是，那人当时却还有意识啊。
However, my wife at that time she was still conscious.
只是无法讲话。
She just could not speak.
左手
arm and her left leg.
啊，其他都没问题啊。
And everything else was fine.And the doctor said that this in itself is a miracle.
那天晚上，小弟的大女婿、大女儿留在医院办手续啊。
And that night, my son-in-law and my oldest daughter they stayed at the hospital to take care of some paperwork.
到深夜两点多才回来。
And until late at night, until the
所以他们一家四口。
Night at my place.
那第二天星期日一大早。
And the second,
小弟的第二个孙子叫做 Pedro， 刚二年级。
And my younger grandson Pedro, he was second grade in the elementary.
对吧
？So when he
用西文讲哦。
When he woke up, he said in Spanish, "Ultimo prueba."
意思是
last
的话。
And this does not sound like something an eight-year-old would say.
那其实他也不知道在说什么。
And in fact, he did not know what he was talking about.
但是应该是要提醒小弟，这一切都是出于神。
But this should be a reminder to me that everything comes from God to test us.
为的是要考验我们。
In order to test us.
第一，要考验那人本身。
First, to test my wife.
第二，要考验小弟自己。
And second, to test myself.
第三，要考验小弟的两个女儿和女婿。
And third, to test my two daughters and also my two son-in-law.
第四，要考验我们所认识的亲友还有弟兄姐妹们。
And fourth, to test all the family, friends, and all the brothers and sisters that we know.
那考验什么呢？
And to test what?
考验大家对神是不是有绝对的信心呢？
To test whether everyone has absolute faith in God.
考验大家对人是不是有真实的爱心呢？
And whether we all have love, a genuine love for people.
因为这两样是神在信仰上对我们最殷切的期待啊。
And because these two are the highest expectations that God has for us in terms of faith.
于是接下来很奇妙的在五天后、哦、星期五清晨起来。
And so what happened next was very incredible. So 5 days later, early on Friday morning.
小弟的第二个孙子贝佐平常很少唱诗。
And my second grandson, Pedro,normally he rarely sings hymns.
竟然一直哼唱赞美诗四百十八首。
He began humming hymn 418.
歌词是一切献在坛上。
And the title is your all on the altar.
那隔天安息日聚会完，他被邀到同学家里。
And after the Saturday services the next day.He was invited to his classmate's house.
回来后一直哼唱赞美诗176首。
And after returning home, he continued humming hymn 176.
歌词是常常有胜利。
And the title of this hymn is God will always give us the victory.
两天后星期一一大早又一直哼唱赞美诗335首。
So 2 days later,On Monday, he continued to hymn 335.
歌词是珍惜其我主的慈爱。
And the title of this hymn is I Stand Amazed in the Present.
主耶稣就用这三首诗歌来抚慰我们。
So the Lord Jesus comforted us with these three hymns.
让我们渐渐明白他的旨意。
And allowing us to gradually understand His will.
晓得受患难原来是一件美事。
And He wants to understand that suffering is a beautiful thing.
当然，这将近一个月的试炼过程的确很难受，很难受。
Of course, this nearly month-long trial was very painful.
从开脑手术到手术结束
，and from the moment of her brain surgery until the end of the operation，
接着进入加护病房等待大脑苏醒
，until she was admitted to the intensive care unit to wait for her brain to wake up，
到基本指数允许再转到普通病房
，and then she was transferred out of ICU to the general ward.
大约有三个星期。
And all this happened within the 3 weeks.
这中间，我们每天真的都在不知道会怎么样的煎熬里头度过的。
So during this period, we spend every day in the torment of not knowing what will happen.
那好不容易刚刚熬到转普通病房。
So finally, we got through this, and they moved her to the
正准备着手做复健呢、啊、
，and she was about to start doing rehabilitation，
才只五天不到
，and it was only less than 5 days。
就在医生告诉我们一切都稳定，应该会慢，复健会辛苦一点的当下
，slowly recovering，
主耶稣
，and the Lord Jesus called my wife back to heaven。In the early,
耶稣亲自结束这一场考验。
And the Lord Jesus, He Himself, put an end to this test.
非常迅速，也相当干脆。
And everything happened so fast and abrupt.
快到我们根本措手不及啊。
And it totally caught us off guard.
我就在想，这是怎么一回事？
What is going on?
小弟后来想起来，应该是有条件的。
And when I thought about it later,I figured that there must be some kind of condition.
那什么条件呢？
And what kind of requirements or condition?
第一个。
First,
这段期间虽然不长，但对小弟来讲却是度日如年，真的每天好像过一年。
Although this period was not long for me, it was like a year.
我每天都头昏脑胀。
So every day I felt dizzy.
晚上根本睡不着觉。
And I was not able to sleep night.
所以几乎半夜两点多就爬起来祷告。
2 AM, to pray.
可是一开始祷告也没力量啊。
However, in the beginning, I did not have any strength when I prayed.
那个两个肩膀重的喘不过气来。
My shoulders was so heavy to the point that I was not able to breathe.
没有办法专心哦。
And I could not concentrate.
老是胡思乱想，想一大堆啊。
And my mind was wandering around.
我就想想，我大概是得了忧郁症好了。
And I thought I was suffering from depression.
这时候，小弟才猛然发现，哎呦！我自己对神的信心已经快跌到谷底了。
And at that moment, I realized my faith in God had almost hit rock bottom.
真的是不堪一击啊。
And I was so vulnerable.
那感谢主，主耶稣怜悯小弟的软弱。
But thank God, the Lord Jesus took pity on my weakness.
就在这个最紧要的关头，主耶稣他亲自感动安排。
So at that very critical moment, Lord Jesus personally made some arrangement.
首先是陈传道还有阿克宁教会的同工立即用网路关心小弟啊。
So first, was Pastor Chin from Malaysia, and also some of my colleagues in Argentina. They immediately contacted me via the internet.
啊，接着第二天，阿克宁教会的兄姐就自愿的轮流到我家来陪伴小弟。
Then the next day, the brothers and sisters in Argentina, they volunteered to take turns to come to my place.To take care of me.
第三天，智利教会的同龄更主动派代表搭机赶来慰问小弟。
On the third day, church members in Chile even took the initiative and sent brothers and sisters by plane to come and check on me.
啊，第四天，小弟的小女儿雅琪也在女婿雨乔还有亲家的催促下，从美国旧金山赶回到阿根廷。
And the fourth day.My daughter Yachi and also rushed to Argentina from the U.S.
哈，照顾小弟的生活。
And she went back to take care of me.
并且和她姐姐轮流陪小弟一天两次哦，中午一次，傍晚一次，每一次半小时到加护病房去看那人。
So my two daughters they accompany me.So we would take turns to go to the hospital twice a day to see my wife.
同时也帮忙翻译西班牙文啊。
So they also help with the Spanish translation.
啊，唯恐拖累教会的同龄啊。
So that church brothers and sisters.
啊。
And all the relatives, friends, and brothers and sisters from different places.
包括我们 Sacramento 教会来的同龄啊。
So including the members in the Sacramento Church and those whom we have not seen.
都开始自动自发的凭着对神绝对的信心，还有对人真实的爱心，加入每天为那人代祷的行列啊。
And faith in God and also the genuine love, they all joined in prayer to pray for my wife.
甚至有的天天禁食祷告。
Some even fasted and prayed every day.
充分发挥主内一家一体一灵的精神。
And this really showed the spirit of one family, one body, and one spirit in the Lord.
生发出无比的力量，推着小弟这个不配又无用的老仆人继续往前走。
And because of this, it gave me a huge strength, so that I could move forward.
这一切相信主耶稣都知道。
And I'm sure, and I believe that Lord knows all of this.
更相信主耶稣一定会纪念。
And the Lord will surely remember.
第二
Second,
就在手术结束进入加护病房等待大脑苏醒的这三个星期
So during the 3 weeks after the operation and while we were waiting for her brain to wake up in the ICU,
医生要求家属一小时一进到加护病房去看那人
So the doctor had requested their family members to take turns.To go into the ICU unit to see her twice a day and for about no more than half hour.
还交代我们说，尽量 谈一些平常他最关心的事情，刺激他的大脑。
And they also told us to try and talk to her about the every help stimulate her brain.
所以一开始我他比较喜欢做的事情
about her favorite things in
比如说种菜的
flowers。
记得我还跟他讲说，你不要担心那个上面的菜跟花，我没丢了。
And I even told her that you do not need to worry about the flowers upstairs. I will water the flowers every day for you.
又比如做
making fish bowls,
包水饺等等。
Or making dumplings.
那有时候他都做到三更半夜的。
So she often will make all these late into the night.
可是讲了半天，他都没有反应啊。
However, even though we talked to her about all these things, she did not respond at all.
于是我们就想，那怎么办呢？试一试转到信仰方面看看。
So, we tried to switch the topic to talk about the faith.
比如说我们开始唱诗祷告。
So we would sing hymns and pray.
读一段圣经，讲一些勉励。
Well, we'll read a passage in the Bible and to try to encourage one another.
有时候会谈谈，现在教会怎么样呢？
And sometimes we'll talk about what's going on at church.
有时候会谈谈，他比较关心的弟兄姐妹现在信仰怎么样啊？
And also talk about the brothers and sisters that she cared about at church.
不同的是他虽然还在昏睡，却马上会有反应。
However, the difference was that although she was still sleeping, she responded immediately.
有时候会睁开眼睛看一下。
Sometimes she will open her eyes to take a look.
唱诗的时候偶然也会跟着我们发出一点喉咙的声音呢。
So sometimes when we try to sing hymns, she will try.
右手右脚哦。
So when we prayed, her right hand and her right leg will also be moving.
小弟饿。
So I wonder whether she's hungry.
痛不痛啊
？And whether she is in pain.
有时候问她冷不冷啊
？Or asked her if she's cold. She could not respond.
但是翠慧摇一下头，这说明她的肉体是在昏睡，但灵里头却很清楚啊。
所以
小弟相信这段时间她。
So this led me to think that during this time she had been praying.
就如同往常一样。
Just like as what she had.
因为平常她几乎每天都在祷告。
So she has always prayed every day.
而且都是为一些弟兄姐妹祷告。
And she always prayed for church brothers and sisters.
那印证她对神的确是有绝对的信心哦。
And this is also proof that she had absolute faith in God.
对人也的确有真实的爱心。
And she also had genuine love.Towards people.
难怪那个陈传道告诉小弟哦，其实他在灵里面是在安息呀。
So no wonder, Pastor Chen, he told me that she is resting in the spirit.
他说焦虑的是你们这些还活着的人呐。
And she said it is the ones that are still alive that they are the most anxious.
是的，小弟反观自己在这方面实在是很亏欠。
So this is indeed true when I.Look at myself.
什么事都总想到自己要怎么办。
So, I would always think about myself first.
其实我应该要好好反省悔改才是。
So, I should use this opportunity to examine myself and to repent.
那很感谢主。
But thank God.
从那个时候开始，小弟慢慢调整自己的祷告方向，还有祷告的态度。
So,from that moment on, I gradually adjusted the direction and attitude of my prayers.
没有想到，就在他转到普通病房之前呢。
So, unexpectedly, before she was transferred to the general ward.
有一次我们在加护病房唱诗祷告。
There was one time that we prayed and sang in the ICU.
因为怕吵到别人，通常都是很小声，很小声哦。
And because we didn't want to disturb others, we kept our voices very low.
那一次唱诗祷告完了以后哦。
So that time, after singing and praying,
隔床的病人，他们的家属啊， 是一位先生，当地人的，竟然哭起来了，在我后面哭啊。
So the patient next to her, the patient's relative, just happened to start crying after she, he heard us singing.
说他很受感动啊。
And he said that he was very touched.
然后再说，人生实在太苦了。
And he said.Life is indeed very rough.
那更奇妙的是，那个星期日，哎，那个星安息日，星期六星安息日聚会完了以后。
And what was even more surprising or amazing was that in on that the service that week,
有一位刚刚受洗的当地人姐妹，阿根廷人姐妹哈。哎，他是德国的后裔的。
And there was a local sister, and she was an Argentinian of the German descent.
好，他是疫情期间在网络聚会、网络的布道会，在家里祷告受圣灵的。
And she received the Holy Spirit during the pandemic while she was attending services online.
他突然跑来找雅琪啊。
So she came and to talk to Yachi.
他说你们也可以在病房里面传福音啊。
And she said, you can use this opportunity to preach the gospel.
我就想说是的，我们从来怎么都没想过啊。
And it dawned on me, yes, it is very true. How come I never thought of this before?
那感谢主，这时候那人刚好转到普通病房。
And thank God, my wife happened to be transferredout of the ICU.
准备着手复健。
And she was getting ready for her rehab.
那个病房，一间病房有三个床位啊。
So each room has three beds.
探访的时间比较长，也比较自由啊。
And the visitation time was longer, and there was more flexibility.
那我们就干脆把所要唱的赞美诗录在手机里面哦。
And we recorded the hymns that we wanted to sing on our cell phone.
准备拿到病房去播放。
And we plan to take this to and play it inside the room.
小声啊，怕吵到旁边的人呢、啊。
And in the beginning, we play it very softly because we didn't want to disturb others.
后来隔床重病的病患和他的家属竟然要求我们说放大声一点，放大声一点。
Patient's relative, they wanted us to play the music louder.
因为他们听了大受安慰啊。
Because the music comforted them a lot.
这些都是神奇妙的作为。
And all these are the wonderful works of God.
但是这些作为让小弟越想越亏欠，我当传道当什么
？However, all this made me even more embarrassed as a pastor.
因此，当十月一日安息日凌晨两点多，小弟又起来祷告。
So I got up to pray again around 2 a.m. in the morning on Saturday, October 1st.
那一次，小弟在神的面前彻底悔改。
And during that prayer.I completely repented before the Lord.
第一，求神加添我力量，让我对神有绝对的信心。
And first, I asked God to give me strength and absolute trust in Him.
那时候我真的相信，主若愿意，那人一定可以完全康复。
And that time, I truly believe that if God's willing, then my wife will recover completely.
就像当年拉撒路从坟墓里面走出来那样。
Just like Lazarus, when he came out of the tomb.
我相信在今天神仍然有这个能力的。
And I was convinced that this could also happen today.
来荣耀主耶稣的圣名。
So that we can glorify God's name.
第二个，倘若神要将这根刺加在小弟夫妻的身上。
Secondly, if God wants to add this thorn to my wife and me.
小弟跟神说，我也愿意顺服到底啊。
And I told the Lord, I'm willing to submit and obey.
但是求主加添我力量。
But please give me strength.
让我对那人有真实的爱心。
So that I can have a true and genuine love towards my wife.
正如陈传道一开始就告诉小弟的，说以前他服侍弟兄姐妹现在弟兄姐妹要一起来服侍他。
Just as the pastor.Pastor Chen told me that at the beginning she used to sacrifice herself to serve the brothers and sisters, but now it's up to the brothers and sisters and me to serve her.
啊，重点是他对我讲这一句话，我听起来不是这样的。
However, the point, when he said this, it meant to me differently.
我觉得他不只是服侍教会的弟兄姐妹。
For me, she not only served church brothers and sisters.
他更是舍己服侍。小弟一家人
She sacrificed herself to serve me and my entire family.
结婚后她就辞去工作跟我爸妈同住
After getting married, she quit her job and she lived with my parents.
小弟的爸爸体弱多病活到84岁
My father was very frail and he had ill health and he lived to the age of 84.
都是他照顾的
And my wife took care of him.
小弟的妈妈活到90岁
My mom lived to 90 years old.
最后两年是躺在病床上。
And she spent the last 2 years of her life in bed.
全都在家里哦。
And all this happened at home.
全部都是她照顾的。
So my wife took care of them by herself.
而且照顾得非常好。
And she took a very good care of them.
那至于小弟那就更不用说了。
And not to mention her care for me.
说起来我会不好意思了。
And it would be embarrassing to even mention.
那他只告诉我说。
And she only told me this.
说我妈妈两次祝福她在病床上。
She said while on her bed, my mom blessed her twice.
那她没有跟我说她是祝福的内容是什么，我不知道。
And she did not tell me, the content of what she.Bless her with.
所以当时小弟在神的面前就决定为他做最好的复健。
So in my mind, I was determined to do everything possible so that she could get the best rehab.
花再多的钱我都愿意。
And I was willing to spend as much money as I needed to.
然后跟神说，如果他一只手一只脚不能够动。
And I said, in my mind, I was determined that if she could not move her hands and feet,
小弟愿意每天抱着她的手脚一起祷告。
And I was willing to take her hands to pray together with her every day.
服侍她到最后。
And to serve her until the end.
用这样来并出神的作为来荣耀主。
So that we could use this to glorify God through this her illness.
很感谢神啊。
So really thank God.
主耶稣真的看人的心哦。
The Lord Jesus, He really looks at the heart of man.
当小弟这样祷告之后，突然间整个人轻松起来，也不知道为什么。
So when I prayed like this to God, I suddenly felt very relaxed.
一个月那个肩膀重的要命，那个重担不见了。
And all the burdens had been on my shoulders for about a month had disappeared.
于是那一天早上起来
，So when I got up in the morning,
小弟跟雅琪决定。进食
，and Yachi and I, we decided to fast and pray.
八点多就坐公车到教会祷告
，and around 8 o'clock, we took the bus to church to pray.
在公车上，我们还在商量说，那中午怎么样跟医生沟通，想要转到布宜诺是最好的私立复健中心，地址、地方我们都找到了。
And so we even, on the bus, we're trying to decide, how to contact the doctor and how to transfer my wife to the best rehab facility in the city.
没有想到在教会刚刚跪下去祷告多久。
We prayed. Have we got to church and we prayed?
我的大女儿雅琳就打电话来说，刚刚接到医院通知啊。
My oldest daughter, Yalin, and she called and said that she had just received a phone call from the hospital.
他说那人清晨没有预警，一下子就心脏停止跳动，然后蒙主恩召了。
She said my wife's heart stopped beating and she had been called by the Lord.
我就在想怎么会又是这样呢
？And I was thinking to myself how could this happen?
小弟根本没有心理准备啊。
And I was totally not prepared for this.
很感谢主赐下力量啊。
But thank God for giving me strength.
小弟当时非常镇定。
I was very calm at the time.
因为我非常清楚这一切都是出于神。
Because I knew very well that all of this is God's will.
小弟就赶紧跑去找陈传道。
So I quickly went and told Pastor Chin.
陈端道愣了一下，他吓了一跳，怎么会这样啊？
And he was stunned for a moment.
然后就问小弟说，那怎么办呢？
And he asked me, what should we do?
当时小弟很平静地回答。
And I responded very calmly.
教会马上要灵恩布道会。
The church is about to have spiritual convocation very soon.
这件事绝对不可以影响安息日，还有所有的圣工。
And this matter should not affect any of the Sabbath or any of the holy work.
因为这是内人一向的原则，他常常这样讲。
Because that's my wife's principle, and she often said this.
好，我就说今天晚上马上在殡仪馆做告别式。
And I said that tonight we'll hold the memorial service at the funeral home.
明天星期天照常分区访问。
And tomorrow Sunday, we'll continue with all the visitation.
感谢主。
So thank God.
虽然阿根廷信徒大多都是开超市的哈。
So most of the members in Argentina, they open supermarkets.
星期六晚上是超市一周里面最忙的时段哦。
And the Saturday night is normally the busiest time of the week.
那天晚上，神竟然感动许多的兄姐，波忙赶来参加。
However, God moved many brothers and sisters to attend the memorial service that night.
让小弟深受感动，大得安慰啊。
And I was deeply moved and I was comforted.
那告别式就这样在圣灵的带领之下举开。
And so the memorial service was carried out under the guidance of God.
结束后在道别声中，有位姐妹特别跑来跟我说了。
And after the service, a sister came to me and told me.
她说，美国某某执事娘要我转告你哦。
And she said there was a wife of a deacon in the U.S. wanted me to tell you this.
好，今天清晨她在梦中看见我那人啊。
She said early this morning in her dream she saw my wife.
她看到的是我那人变得非常年轻，非常的漂亮。
She said that she saw my wife was very beautiful and she was very young.
是的，小弟深信，正如陈川他所说的，主耶稣在他灵性最完美的时候把他接回天家了。
Yes, I firmly believe what Pastor Chin has said. The Lord Jesus took her back to heaven in her most spiritually perfect state.
小弟更确信经上所记死被吞灭的话在他的身上已经应验了。
I'm even more convinced that in her body is what is written in the Bible, that death is swallowed up in victory.
所以就肉体小弟是真的非常不舍。
So even though I was in my flesh, I was very reluctant to part with her.
但是在灵里面小弟却为她高兴。
However, spiritually,I was very happy for her.
她已经不必在世界上受那些苦。
So she no longer has to endure all the sufferings on earth.
那这种来自于神真正的安慰力量好大哦。
And this comfort from God was indeed great.
一下子让小弟走出阴霾，迎向光明。
God has immediately brought me.
马上擦干眼泪。
And I wiped away my tears.
第二天一大早就跟雅琪搭公车一起去教会。
And early the next morning, Yachi and I, we took the bus and we went to church.
参加一整天的分区访问。
And we joined the church visitations the whole day.
因为小弟非常清楚。
Because I know very well.
今天主耶稣让小弟继续活着的目的是什么？
And the purpose of the me to continue to live after this day.
他把小弟两肩的重担拿走的用意在哪里？
God taken away all my burdens that have been
难道不是要给小弟机会赶快补满在信心爱心上许多的亏欠吗？
So isn't it to give me the opportunity to make up for so many shortcomings in faith and in love?
另外值得一提的是，经过将近两个月以后，
And also it isworth mentioning that almost 2 months later,
小弟才从雅琪那里得知小弟外甥的见证。
I learned of my nephew's testimony from Yachi.
同样在十月一号，美国西部凌晨一点左右。
And also Around 1 a.m. on October 1st, the Pacific Standard Time.
小弟的外甥梦见众圣徒在一起反复唱同一首赞美诗。
My nephew dreamed that all the saints were singing the same hymn over and over again.
旋律很熟悉啊，却想不起是哪一首。
The melody was very familiar to him, but he could not remember.
醒来之后睡不着觉。
After he woke up, he could not fall back to sleep again.
于是他就向神祷告。
So he prayed to God.
说如果神想借这个梦传达什么讯息，那就让他能够入睡啊，睡了以后再做同样一个梦。
He prayed to God that if God wants to convey any message through this dream, he prayed to God to have him to have the same dream over again after he falls asleep.
啊，真的祷告完了，他又睡着了。
So when he fell asleep,
睡着了
after prayer,
睡着了，真的又进入同一个梦境哦。
He had the same dream again.
又是梦见众圣徒在一起反复唱刚才那一首赞美诗啊。
And he dreamt that all the saints were together and singing the same hymn.
不同的是，忽然有声音从讲台传出来。
However, what was different was that.All of a sudden, there was a voice from the pulpit.
说这是一场丧礼。
And said, this is a funeral.
他为谁的丧礼呢？
And whose funeral was it for?
没有说啊。
It did not,
他心里在想。
And she was thinking to himself.
那接着马上又有声音回应一下。
And then there was a response.
说众圣徒的祈祷已经蒙神垂听悦纳了。
And there was a voice that responded that,The prayers of the saints have been heard and accepted by God.
这时候，我的外甥从梦中醒过来。
And at that very moment, my nephew woke up from his dream.
他赶紧去翻赞美诗。
And he quickly went and opened up the hymn book.
原来就是我们刚才所唱的434首《在那荣耀国度》。
And it turned out to be hymn number 434.Just over in the glory, the hymn that we just sang.
那到底是谁的丧礼呢？
And whose funeral was it for?
他也不知道啊。
He did not know.
没多久接到电话了。
And not long after he received a phone call, a message.
原来是他的小舅妈已经蒙主恩召安息主怀。
And he found out that it was her aunt that was called back by the Lord.
这个见证让小弟想起，那这不就是小弟的妈妈给那人最大的祝福吗？
And this testimony
怎么会那么刚好？
Me that isn't this the greatest blessing that my mother had given to my wife?
我才想到我妈妈去世的时候是在安息日凌晨呢。
And I recall that when my mother passed away was also on the Sabbath.
那人去世也是在那个时间呢、啊，
so,
安息日凌晨呢、啊。
So was my wife. It happened on the Saturday morning.
而当天的安息日，他们两个在那一天安息日唱的诗歌就是《在那荣耀国度》。
And
同样一首。
Both Sabbath days, the same hymn was sung, just over the glory land.
好，同时也提醒小弟。
And at the same time, it serves.As a reminder for me.
没有错，那人的灵性比我好，我承认。
It is true that my wife's spirituality was a lot better than mine.
但是再好，人就是人，还是有软弱的。
But no matter how good we are, we are still human beings. We still have weakness.
所以应当记住，我今日成了何等人，乃是蒙神的恩才成的。
So let us remember who we have become today.It is by the grace of God.
并且是借着众圣徒的祈祷得神垂听悦纳才有的哦。
And it also that it is through the prayers of all the saints.
因此首先一定要感谢天父真神的怜悯啊。
So we must first thank God for his mercy.
再来一定要谢谢所有弟兄姐妹的带导。
And next,We should thank all the prayers of brothers and sisters.
愿一切荣耀都归主的圣名。
May all the glory be unto God's.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.